Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Once again, we're here presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about Islamic teachings and about the things which Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given the order to adopt and a promise of reward for performing them. In today's program, insha'Allah al-Kareem, we are going to listen to the Madani pearls about one of those actions, meaning loving the virtuous or loving the pious bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. But before we proceed, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recited one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recited 10 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recited 100 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes on his forehead that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the fortunate one whose hands touches the blessed hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the hellfire cannot burn that hand. Then why shouldn't we spare some of our time for this action and make habit of reciting 50 durood daily? If we recite durood in abundance, we will attain its blessing in the world as well as in the hereafter. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain in worshipping Allah Almighty and attaining His pleasure at all times. They have only one purpose, that Allah Almighty would become pleased with them. These pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty at all time. That is why in ahadith, their brilliances, their excellences have been stated. Even it is proclaimed in the Holy Quran that there is neither any fear nor any grief upon them. What is the reason? If we think about it, we have only one reason before us, that they made the aim of their life only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with high ranks and causes love for these virtuous people in other people's hearts. Not only this, rather for loving them, Allah Almighty grants a reward. Because we love them only because they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fear Him, meaning they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, loving them is also a means of attaining reward. My dear viewers of Madani channel, since our topic today is about loving the virtuous, loving the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so first let's learn what is meant by loving the virtuous or loving the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopting their company, remembering them, and respecting them is called loving the virtuous. Love requires that the one whom we love, we should keep his friendship and company beloved, remember him, and respect him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, those who believed and did good deeds, the Most Gracious will place love for them. Under this verse, it is mentioned in the commentary Khazain al-Irfan that it means that he will make them his beloved and will inculcate their love in his bondsmen hearts. It is mentioned in a hadith of Bukhari and Muslim that when Allah Almighty makes a person his beloved, he says to Jibreel alayhi salam, so and so is my beloved. Jibreel alayhi salam begins to love him. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam proclaims in the heaven that Allah Almighty loves so and so. Everyone should love him. So the dwellers of the heaven love him. Then his popularity is spread on the earth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The love for the beloveds of Allah Almighty is inculcated in the people's hearts by Allah Almighty. Today we see that there are pious saints who left the world many, many years ago. But people love them even today and their a'ras are celebrated. This is also the love of the virtuous which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inculcated in people's heart. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, think about it. We love Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, famously known as Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh or Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he veiled from this dunya. He passed away many, many years ago, centuries ago. But even today, we all claim that we love him. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. It's been more than 100 years that he passed away. But today, we love him. We show our love for him. Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya. He lives all the way in Karachi. But throughout the world, you see his love. What is this? This is the love of awliya. This is the love of pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtuous love that has been inculcated, that has been put in our hearts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his bondsmen, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, we just heard that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam starts loving him. And then the heaven dweller starts loving him. And this love is spread in the earth. And that is why, my dear Yusuf Madani channel, we love Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We love Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We love Huzur Tata Ganjbash Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And we love our Sheikh Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. And we love all the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and the Muslim men and the Muslim women are the friends, i.e. helpers of one another. They love one another and have friendly relationships and help one another. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, they said, O Musa, either you throw first or shall we throw first? It is mentioned in Khazain al-Irfan, out of respect, the magicians left the beginning of the magic upon the opinion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And by its blessing, finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the wealth of iman, blessed them with the wealth of faith. My dear Yusuf Madani channel, it means that this is also from the love for the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty that we should respect them. The blessings of their respect and love are manifest from the fact that those magicians asked him to throw his stick first only because he was the Prophet of Allah Almighty, and they were blessed with the wealth of faith merely because of their respect. It means the love for the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty and respect for them beautify faith. In some places, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has also advised people to love the virtuous. Let me present some of the ahadith to you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, as long as you love the virtuous, you remain upon goodness. And when the truth is stated about you, you should admit it, because the one who recognizes the truth is like the one who acts upon it. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in loving the virtuous, in loving the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are only benefits, and a person attains goodness because of this. And one more thing is stated in the hadith, that when the truth is stated before us, we should accept it. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with the one whom he loves. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this hadith too, we learn about the benefits of loving the virtuous, that if we love the virtuous and respect them, we will be resurrected with them on the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah, we love the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty, prophets, the holy companions, and other awliya. If Allah Almighty wills, we will also be resurrected with them, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we celebrate different aras. We celebrate the days of pious saints, remember them, listen to their biographies, and express our love for them. About the importance and the benefits of all these things, Listen to this hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, remembering the virtuous is the expiation for sins. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Padani channel, remembering the virtuous is the source of forgiveness of sins. This remembrance is the expiation for our sins. In general, loving the virtuous, remembering them, adopting their company, and respecting them are permissible according to Sharia and pious and rewarding giving actions which lead to paradise. Loving the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is fard, an exact faith. In fact, it is the spirit of faith. Without it, no Muslim can be a Muslim. Loving all the holy companions, Ahlul Bayt and Ummul Mu'mineen, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, is also very auspicious and guarantees a good end by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of the creation for the virtuous is by the conferment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Almighty inculcates their love in people's hearts. How should we develop the love for virtuous? There are few things adopting which, insha'Allah al-Kareem, love for pious saints will be caused in our hearts, insha'Allah al-Sawajal. The most important thing is that we should read their biographies. If we read about their worship, spiritual exercises, bearing the hardship in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah al-Kareem, we will find many such things. If we read about the pious bondsmen of Allah, it is mentioned about someone that he would remain in worshipping throughout the night. We will find about someone that he was surrounded by severe calamities, but at that time too, he remained in prostration to Allah Almighty and prayed to Allah Almighty. Even the one who reads their biographies becomes surprised, thinking how greatly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them, that whatever time, whatever difficult time, whatever calamities they would encounter, they would not decrease the time of worship of their Lord. When we read these things, their worship and spiritual exercises, inshallah, it will increase the love for virtuous in our hearts. My dear viewers of Madani channel, adopt the company of those who are virtuous. Company has an impact. Suhbat has an impact. When a person sits in the company of those who love the virtuous, by the mercy of the Lord Azza wa Jal, he will also be blessed with the love of the virtuous. For this, the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami is the best source, that under Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, where the aras of pious saints are celebrated, at the same time their biographies and worships and spiritual exercises are also shared. When we hear about these things and adopt the company of those who love the virtuous, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will cause the love for the virtuous in our hearts. When we hear about these things and adopt the company of those who love the virtuous, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will increase the love for the virtuous in our hearts. And as for remembering the virtuous, we have just heard in hadith that it is the expiation of sins. My dear viewers of Madani channel, on one hand, where we are advised to adopt the company of virtuous people, at the same time, we have to avoid the company of those who have incorrect beliefs. We should avoid the company of those who speak against Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the holy companions alayhi ridwan, taba'een, taba'een, the imam of the religions, and awliya Allah rahimahumullahu ta'ala, because they ruin our faith just like fire burns wood to ashes. The person who sits with those who have incorrect beliefs is cursed. Sayyidina Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, while advising someone, said, "Do not sit with the one who has incorrect beliefs, because I fear that you will be cursed." Sayyidina Yahya ibn Kathir rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "On a path, if you encounter a person who has incorrect beliefs, leave that path and adopt another one." Hence, one should always avoid the company of such people who hate pious saints and dishonor them. Adopt the company of those who love Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala and follow his creed, because Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has given us the lesson of loving the prophets, awliya, and the holy companions alayhi ridwan. He has taught us to love them, and Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala spent the whole life remembering the virtuous and defending them. Remember that we should always love awliya Allah and avoid bearing grudges against them, because bearing grudges against them may also cause our faith to be seized and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be taken away. May Allah Almighty bless us with the love for pious saints, enable us to respect them, and always safeguard us from disrespecting them and bearing grudges against them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
etiquette of religion. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.